In the Know for Friday, May 11th, the 131st day of 2018. There are 234 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com, via the smartphone app for your Apple and Android phone. Hashtag In the Know coming up today. We'll continue to update you on some of the latest news headlines. Grayson County High School continues to be in the news, and a change in leadership was announced last night at the Grayson County School Board meeting. We'll tell you about that. A home invasion yesterday on a busy news day. Plus, we'll have a chance for you to win with it. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife. The beautiful girl. It's Beej. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay. It's Friday.
Should you or should you not buy your wife a Mother's Day gift?
You know, I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that. You always buy one for me.
Right.
And that's nice. And I appreciate that.
I think it's good to honor the mother of your children. Mm-hmm. I mean, your wife is not your mother. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes men allow wives to act like mothers, clean up after them and do those types of things. Here's the other dangerous precedent I would tell you. If you're a husband and you don't buy your wife a Mother's Day gift, just remember Father's Day is about a month away. You know? So you're setting a precedent. So it's a good idea. Go ahead and do it. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Minnie Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey, here we go. It's Friday. Haven't been able to do that for a couple of weeks.
I haven't. Cool.
So it's Friday.
Get to church.
Yeah. Happy Friday to you. You know, moms are full of great advice, great motherly advice.
Well,
you have
right.
Those momisms, those mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. One of them, perhaps one of the most infamous ones, are if your friends were jumping off a cliff, would you jump off a
right.
cliff too? Right?
Right.
That's famous. I think all moms go to that one. But then mm-hmm. there's also the wear clean underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to settle the underwear issue once and for all. Contrary to what your mom says, ambulance drivers and ER doctors don't care about the cleanliness of your underwear.
Yeah, if they're cutting down to that point, they're not paying attention to the cleanliness of your underwear.
I was going to say, if you got in a wreck, they probably aren't clean.
They have bigger fish to fry
right.
than worry about you.
Yeah.
You may have, they may have started out clean,
mm-hmm. right.
but you might have soiled yourself on the way to the ER somehow or another.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's some famous mom advice. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, of course. Some things that maybe you didn't know about Mother's Day. It was created by Ann Reeves Jarvis, who arranged Mother's Friendship Day in West Virginia back in the 1860s. She was a mother of 13,
wow.
by the way.
Mm.
She hoped the special day would quiet the animosity between the Union and Confederate soldiers at the end of the Civil War. Now, kids, you all settle down. Draw some nice flowers for your mother and don't beat up on Johnny Reb.
She raised half.
Infamously,
of the,
she went on to regret, armies. Like the she went on to regret creating Mother's Day because
really?
It got too commercialized.
Yeah.
The French once gave medals to their mothers. After World War I, the French were desperate to rebuild the country, so the government celebrated Mother's Day in 1920 by presenting women who had 5 children with a bronze medal. Mothers of 8 got silver, and those with 10 or more got the gold. And free champagne for life. Like, you've got
why
that many
you
got
to start at 5?
Yeah, that's a good question.
One's hard.
The rest of them got participation ribbons.
All the other moms got participation ribbons if it was less than five. It's a big celebration in Mexico. It's Dia de las Madres. It was actually yesterday. Dia de las Madres. It was yesterday. It's one of the biggest holidays for restaurants and mariachi bands. And let's see.
They do hand in hand.
Mama is always the same. Babies in nearly every country on the planet speak the word mama in exactly the same way.
Universal.
It's syllabic, you know. It's just mama.
Yeah.
Mama, mama, mama. Hmm. But anyway, some things about Mother's Day.
Famous Stewie shirt today.
All the different variations.
Mama.
We have changes, multiple changes at Grayson County High School today in the wake of a third teacher being arrested on sexual relationship with a student charges over the period of 18 months. Shared the story with you yesterday. The arrest citation was released yesterday and covered in various media outlets, and it is gross.
It is gross.
I guess, so I'm not going to spend any time with it, if you're so inclined. It's hard to redact enough information to even sanitize it to the point where it makes any sense. Mm-hmm. But I guess the biggest thing about the arrest of Roger Williams in this case is that this is the first reported case where I'm going to use the word abuse because it's sexual abuse by mm-hmm. someone in a position of leadership. We know happened on school grounds.
Yes.
According to the arrest citation. If mm-hmm. he's guilty of this, and if what law enforcement have been able to determine is correct, again, we still do have the presumption of innocence in our country in these cases, but it'll be tried, prosecuted, etc. But if this occurred, this is the first situation where where it has been announced that this took place on school grounds during school hours, which now has prompted several changes at Grayson County High School as of today. The students were told yesterday they were not allowed to be in the hallway while class is in session. They're not allowed to go into a teacher's classroom during that teacher's planning period. And they are not allowed to be in a classroom unless they are a member of the class taking place. Which makes sense.
It's just sad we get to this place.
Yeah, I just wish we didn't have to deal with it mm-hmm. at all.
I was, had communication with someone yesterday about coverage, which I kind of laugh at. And every media outlet in the state, it was on the Kentucky News Network across the state yesterday as the lead story. Has nothing to do with us. But I say that to say this. When I or you or you or anywhere go anywhere in this state now, and meet someone, they say, where are you from? Grayson County. Oh, you all are the place that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sadly.
How embarrassing is that?
It is absolutely embarrassing.
At last night's Grayson County School Board, it was announced that Todd Johnston, the principal of Grayson County High School for several years, will be moving to the board of the central office as director of countywide programs. That story has just gone up at K105.com, and I haven't even read it fully, but it looks like Principal Johnston will be leaving the high school and going to the central office. Now, there was already going to be a vacuum created because we knew that Assistant Superintendent Mitch Crump was retiring. So that was opening up the Assistant Superintendent's job. So you knew there was going to be some musical chairs somewhere mm-hmm. among administration, but you didn't know what. So, again, I don't know as of this morning who becomes the Assistant Superintendent. I don't know who the new Grayson County High School principal will be, but we do know that the high school job is now open as of this morning, and so is the technology center job principal, because that was Jim Blaine, and he is retiring.
Okay.
So you're going to see a big shift of leadership change, and it just confusing issues all the way around, and again, it's not a fun time. So that was last night. After a full day of, while everyone was talking about that situation at the high school, we had a home invasion in Grayson County yesterday morning.
Saw this.
Where a 63-year-old female was assaulted, robbed, and then treated at Twin Lakes Regional. This happened at 10:45. The sheriff's office sergeant, Clay Boone, responded to the 500 block of Grant Road, which is off Sulphur Wells Road and near Bloomington Road. A home invasion strong-arm robbery, according to Sheriff Chaffins. Police said the initial investigation indicated that the suspect entered the home through the unlocked front door. The 63-year-old female resident was still in the home. And the male suspect demanded money, then struck the woman in the arms and head, knocked her to the ground. She began to scream as the man grabbed her purse and fled out the door. The victim was transported by private means to Twin Lakes Regional, where she was treated and released. The suspect is described as a young white male, 18 to 19 years of age, wearing a maroon or burgundy hoodie and dark-colored jeans. The victim said that the suspect may have had bad acne or acne scarring on his face. Additionally, he may have been dropped off at a home by someone in a gray Pontiac Grand Prix. So if you know anything, the sheriff's office needs to hear from you at 270-259-3024. Scary situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes people, they brace a little more.
Right.
And my guess is, if you have any smarts about you whatsoever, you would pick and choose where you try that nonsense, because the number of people that are armed in their homes now.
Absolutely. You're not sure what you're walking into.
I certainly would give some pause.
And if you're a concealed carry weapon license, you have the right to shoot anyone who comes into your house. So be real careful who's
not if they're retreating. You better be careful about shooting anybody in the back.
Something you shouldn't do.
That's right. Kentucky's Unemployment Insurance Agency has expanded online customer services with a new feature called My Kentucky Career Center. State officials say the secure feature can be used to check unemployment insurance claim balances and payment history. It can also access unemployment insurance documents and be used to communicate with claims advisors with a secure chat tool. Unemployment insurance is a safety net for people who lose their jobs through no fault of their own. The spokesperson for the Director of Unemployment Insurance says the new online feature is mobile-friendly and easily accessible to any Kentuckian with internet access. Let's see. The TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, which is a federal agency, will charge its utilities a fixed fee that will likely be passed on to customers no matter how much energy they use. Hmm. The decision by the TVA's board yesterday is upsetting advocates for ratepayers and green energy, who say it will penalize people who turn off their lights and use renewable energy to save on bills. The TVA says it is offsetting the fixed fee it needs to maintain the power grid with an equal reduction of about half cent per kilowatt hour in the variable wholesale rate for electricity. So this is a complex issue for me, and I don't fully understand it. But we've been told for a long time by our utility companies, turn off your lights, raise your thermostat, set it at 78 instead of 72, or whatever it is. Switch out to these bulbs, LEDs, right. Use a whole lot. You know, we've converted our house to bulbs. We don't have many incandescent bulbs anymore, et cetera, et cetera. So we're using less energy because we've been told to.
Right.
And now the TVA... I don't know that I'm studying this right, but have we now put the TVA in a spot where we say, oh, by the way, you're using so little energy now, we can't keep the doors open.
Right.
So we're going to have to assess you all a fee just to even make the grid available, even though you followed our advice. It's kind of like the gas tax deal. Yeah. We don't have any money for roads.
Right.
Because all of our cars use less gasoline.
Right.
And prices on gasoline are low enough that there's less road tax. And you've got more hybrids that use electricity, but they're still using the roads. And your government won't figure out, disappearing revenue stream. What shall we do to have the infrastructure for the roads?
Right. I don't know. Like you said, it's a complex issue. I'm not for sure where I'm at on that.
How dare you all follow our advice, conserve energy. Now you put us in a tight spot.
It's one of those things that if they shut their doors and we all went without electricity for about a week, we'd all be okay with paying the fee.
A week?
Right.
Wow.
But until then, we just complain because nobody wants to pay more for the things we already have.
Yeah, what did I tell you? It was a half cent per kilowatt hour.
But how many kilowatt hours is one household, an average household, using?
I don't know,
is
but
that
it takes 2.2
50,000.
It takes 2.2 gigawatts to get Back to the Future. That's all I know.
Okay. And a DeLorean.
That's right.
How many half cents times was that?
Justify is doing well after treatment for a bruised heel.
Ooh.
So one slight misstep they observed the other day gave them enough concern to check out Justify. Baffert says the trouble is over now and it won't keep Justify from running in the Preakness. It was a bruised heel that they say was created by the wet track conditions on Saturday. But they usually observe so they can tell when their feet are sensitive to gravel the day after, because they're like, oh, you know, they run on dirt. So when you get on gravel, I know what my feet feel like on gravel. I get about a foot off the porch and go, ow, I'm going back in the house.
Not built for outdoors.
Can't imagine, exactly. I can't imagine. I'm an inside cat.
That's what my cat said last night when I said go out.
Good news for the Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup will feature it's coming back to Churchill Downs this fall, which is good. Five races for two-year-olds on the first day of the World Championships, which is away from the norm. The two-day World Championships will be, there's over $30 million up for grabs in the Breeders' Cup, November 2nd and 3rd.
Is that all?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me without a horse.
You can get one by the fall.
Not anymore. TVA's taking my pennies.
Braxton Hodges' grand slam in the bottom of the fifth inning capped a six-run Cougar explosion and provided the deciding runs to give Grayson County a 14-2 Mercy Rule win over visiting Breck County last night at Donley Field. Hodges also had a two-run double in the first inning and a bases-loaded walk in the second to account for seven runs driven in. Wins have been hard to come by this season, so it's good to get that. Sophomore right-hander Alex Scott was the winner for the Cougars as he scattered five hits and allowed two runs. I saw a photo after the show yesterday of Grace Gorby and her teammates celebrating. And there's a story. Don Brown has a story at K105.com about it as well. One of the things that I took away, she lost in 16, won the singles, lost the singles title in 16 to a player from Hancock County, but then turned around and rallied. So it was an eighth grader, a freshman, a junior, and a senior. She wins the title. But one of the things that stood out to me, stood off the page as I looked at it, she also received the Luke Woodward Sportsmanship Award. So that's double awesome, because for someone to have the dominance they've had in that region, mm-hmm. Her sister called her the greatest of all time, by the way. I saw that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Grace will be going to Georgetown to play tennis. Knowing her mother and father the way that I do, you can tell that Grace is not only a great tennis player, great young lady.
Yes, she is.
And when you're that dominant and your peers say you also possess great sportsmanship, that's telling to me.
Yes.
And then I also read, you may have witnessed this, Laura Vincent set school record for pole vault at 9.7. You were at that meet yesterday,
last night. Mm-hmm.
Anything else to pass along from the meet that you observed? Runners?
Oh, my gosh. These kids are so fast.
Yeah. Good.
It's awesome to watch. So we're going to state. Eli the Thomas will go to state and participate.
Does that kid ever stay home?
Neither does his mother get to either. If someone could clean my house, that'd be great. In fact, this is how little we've been home and know about our house. We have been nursing a kitten, you know, in the garage. Mm-hmm. It's what Mallory would call now a teen cat. But we got home the other night and Eli said, Mama, the teen cat's in the house. And I'm like, what else is in our house that we don't know about? How'd it get in here?
You moms, you go to cheer competitions, you drop off, you go pictures, you get did, you get all that stuff, right? Mom's job never done.
No,
it's clear signs you're a mom. You do more in 7 minutes than most people do all day.
7 years. Or whatever.
Happy Hour has become that 60 minutes between your kids going to bed and you going to bed.
Yes.
A glass of wine counts as a serving of fruit. Well, I got my grapes for the day. You have many therapy sessions all day long with anyone who will listen.
Right.
Signed, you're a mom. Going to the grocery store by yourself is considered a vacation.
You linger.
And you know
just
those,
linger.
We always talk about firefighters. They run into burning buildings. Mm-hmm. Clear sign you're a mom. Instead of running from projectile vomit, you run toward it.
You run in it. You know,
like, I got to go in and save the day. Signs you're a mom. Headed into Mother's Day weekend. You got to get to a break. Be back in the morning. Here on In the No. We'll be right back. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Ready for Mother's Day. In case you failed to get ready for Mother's Day in time, they can still take care of that today. They've got plenty of things. They do have Simply Southern mom's dresses and tunics that are there. Also, Vera Bradley giving away the crossbody later today with the Instagram contest. Special Kayla will be posting that later on. And so whatever you need, it's available at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design for all your gift-giving purchases on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Eat What You Want Day for a lot of people, also known as Friday.
Yeah, that's me. It's Friday. I'm having what I want.
I have changed. Yeah, I can't say it's Eat What You Want Day for me.
I've already started with some sausage and biscuit.
Today is Eat What I Have To Day. It's also Hostess Cupcake Day, in case you're so inclined. I hear on Eat What You Want Day.
Okay.
It is.
I'll give it a whirl.
It
you
is
can have mine.
Also. Okay. Foam rolling day.
Yeah, I love to foam roll. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm glad you know this because I've never heard of this. It's described as a poor man's massage.
Yes. So this started maybe 5 years ago. They make these foam rollers, and after you work out, especially the HIIT workouts, you basically lay down this big foam. Looks like a big foam rolling pin, almost.
Okay. Like a bigger pool noodle?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Like
and
if
then,
you were rolling out biscuits?
Yes. So basically, you just lay it down and then lay your legs on them, you know, and you basically do a massage. And you can, there's different techniques to use on your body.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, it is a self-massage with this, like, foam roller thing.
Wonder why I don't know this.
I'm going to go with you probably have not been doing Pyo or...
Well, that's true.
HIIT cardio with the girls.
Certainly
at
not.
At Studio Fit.
I can assure you, I've gone nowhere near that.
Okay, yeah.
I've not even driven down that street.
Yeah. So, there you go. I don't know.
Foam rolling.
My friend Rita, like, taught me. Like, she taught us how to foam roll. So, I did this nasty boot camp one time. Remember on Saturdays when they made us bring the dish towels and you put them on your hands and you leaned over and you pushed yourself across the gym?
Yeah.
It was
Do you sing that
horrific.
This Is How We Roll song when you do it?
We do.
This is how we roll. Whoa,
yep,
whoa,
yep,
whoa.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Good. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. So once you get over foam rolling day today, tomorrow is International Nurses Day. It's also Limerick Day.
Oh.
So plenty of jokes about Nantucket tomorrow.
There's plenty of them.
On International Limerick Day, Nantucket is the most popular geographic destination in the world.
Lord.
On Mother's Day, some 60 countries will be celebrating, including Australia, Canada, Denmark, Italy, New Zealand, Turkey, and the good old U.S. of A. Here's some whack mom facts. A mother giraffe gives birth standing up, meaning her newborn's first experience is a 6-foot drop.
Yep.
Yes,
it's woman standing up.
You know how they used to spank babies to make them cry?
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No, just drop a giraffe. It gets going.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's on its way.
African elephants carry their babies for 22 months before giving birth. It's a long gestational cycle.
That's why I was not an elephant.
Female polar bears must gain 400 pounds from seal blubber before they can get pregnant.
You got to get fat first?
Apparently so. More people purchase flowers or plants on Mother's Day than any other holiday except Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
What? What? Really? Christmas?
Oh, trees.
Trees, poinsettias.
That makes sense.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. And a Russian is credited by Guinness as having given birth to the most children. 69 children, including 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets.
I got to do the math.
Wow.
Okay, so how many pregnancies?
69, gave birth to 69, but doesn't list the total number of pregnancies. It says 16 pairs of twins, 17 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. But I don't know how many births, how many pregnancies, if you will.
So 16 times 2, 17 times 3, and yeah, the math is too hard.
I was told there would be no math.
Well, that's 37 pregnancies. That's 333 months.
Yikesy. Have you all practiced up this week? You two moms?
For?
Your fake response? I love it.
Hercules.
You know, I really needed one of these.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you know, you know you get stuff
yes.
for Mother's Day, and then you have to fake loving it.
No, I actually do love it. I love anything they come up with.
40% of moms fake reaction to gifts.
That's
four
terrible.
Out of 10.
You moms are terrible if you're having
well,
to
fake
it. Well,
maybe the gifts are bad.
No,
it may not be the mom's fault.
It doesn't matter.
Here are the top five most common reactions when mom is having to stretch the truth. I really needed one of these at number five. Number four, wow, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can almost, wow, this is great.
I needed your dad's tie.
I love it.
Thanks for wrapping that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
Aw. Shoot.
You know most little kids, though. They go in and they get something out of their room and wrap
it. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Anna would find like a little small box, and she would put some of her trinkets in there and give them to me. Listen, I think that's precious.
Well, so I have a niece, George. When she wants to have something removed out of her room, like, say, a great big Cinderella castle that takes up too much room, for her sister's birthday, she wrapped it and gave it to the sister.
I mean, hey, it works.
Who there refused to take it to their room.
Sure.
But when was gifted, knew that common courtesy said I couldn't refuse the gift in front of all these people.
So Mother's Day spending is expected to total $23.1 billion
this year. If I could just have the cash, that would be good.
You'd redeem
the kids.
I can't muster up $23.1 billion, but...
You can drop the point.
I'll tell you what, I'll come up with a fraction of that.
Okay, well, I'll take a third.
I think it'll be $23.1 billionth.
$1.23 is what you
get. Yeah, I can give you. A total of 86% of Americans will celebrate Mother's Day and spend an average of $180 per person.
Again.
Individuals ages 35 to 44 will be the biggest spenders this year at an average of $224.
What age?
35 to 44 will be the biggest spenders. And that makes the most sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, at this point, we're taking dishes to moms or mammals, and that's included into...
Well, you're that dual row. You're mom, and then you're also preparing for mom.
It's also expected. You can imagine that by the age of 35, you should have some level of success in your life. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also, there's another thing, too, is that, you know, we talk a lot about Mother's Day, but Mother's Day is hard for a lot of people, too.
It is.
That have lost their moms. And, you know, so it's you get a lot of people who will avoid it. And the reason that occurred to me is because when you get into your mid-40s, unfortunately, you know, the averages start increasing for the number of people that no longer have their mom. Mm-hmm. And so they don't spend anything on Mother's Day. And and so that's so the 35 to 44 is the center of the target, if you will, for Mother's Day spending for multiple reasons. Of course, here's some of the traditions around the world for Mother's Day. In Japan, Mother's Day takes place on the second Sunday in May, and people typically celebrate by giving their mothers red carnations. But interesting, the holiday didn't become popular in Japan until after World War II, as Japan had previously banned many Western practices and influences. They thought, oh, if the West likes mothers, we're going to hate mothers. Right? But they finally saw the error of their ways. In Ethiopia, many Ethiopians celebrate Mother's Day with a three-day festival called Antrosht. Did you all put up with a three-day festival for motherhood?
I don't think I'd be mad about it.
It marks the end of the rainy season, and typically sometime in the fall. Mothering Sunday takes place on the fourth Sunday of Lent, which this year was March 11th. That's how they celebrate in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
They celebrate Mum.
Mum.
In Mexico, Mother's Day can be a pretty big deal. I told you earlier that's something de las Madres. Dia de las Madres. But then they also take their mothers out to eat in restaurants, mariachi bands, and serenade them with renditions of Las Mañanitas.
Sounds edible.
You like?
Yes.
Las Mañanitas. I think I could go order lunch today if you all need my help.
Okay.
Anyway, that's Mexico. Mother's Day in Thailand falls on August 12th. In Egypt, ancient Egyptians esteemed motherhood and celebrated with an annual festival to honor the goddess Isis. Isis? I thought Isis was a terrorist organization. I didn't realize it was a goddess. And in 1950, a French law established Fête des Mères. Fête des Mères. As a holiday for mothers to take place on the last Sunday in May. All right. by the way, except when that coincides with the Feast of Pentecost.
Oh.
So if it's the day of Pentecost, sorry, moms. You're out.
That's okay. I'll take the day of Pentecost.
That's right. It kind of trumps. It kind of,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It gets
a little more important. A little bit. What else? Oh, so we did, a few minutes ago, we did signs you're a mom. Here are some of the biggest mom pet peeves. That's some eyebrows. Some eyebrows raised. Like,
he's
been listening to us. When you grab a snack and it spoils your dinner.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it because I don't cook dinner.
Yeah, it's pretty famous, though.
It is your dinner at my house.
You're going to spoil your dinner. Classic.
Yeah.
That's more of a June Cleaver pet peeve.
I was going to say, those are the June Cleaver moms.
It's a mom pet peeve when you don't know the difference between there, and there.
That is a human pet peeve, my friend.
It's not
but if not
kids.
For moms, I think there are a lot of men that would just let that go.
I don't know. You wouldn't. Well, really?
No, I wouldn't. I said there are a lot of men. Well, because men are apathetic in general about
that's
things.
That's true.
Like, whatever. It's fine. But moms also, I do this sometimes, and it's a sign of respect. Moms don't like it when you call them mother. Mother.
Yeah, because it sounds very authoritarian, like you're being a little cross and snarky. Yeah.
See, I don't do that. Sometimes when I say mother, that's respectful.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds more respectful sometimes than mom.
But I think it's normal for you all because your mothers are named Teresa, so it's a given.
I probably slide in that mother Teresa a little more often.
Mm-hmm.
I do introduce her that way just to embarrass her sometimes.
She kind of almost is mother Teresa.
She does kind of look like she grew up in Calcutta.
Well, I mean, just
she's dark skinned. What?
You're right, but I was attributing her characteristics are very much like Mother Teresa.
I know, but I can't. I gotta be joke boy. Having to say everything twice.
Oh, listen,
you have to do way more than twice.
Oh yeah, I know.
Twice would be good.
There's still things you're still saying.
Who's mad about twice?
There are things you're still saying.
Yeah, I'll start screaming after about three or four.
Mm-hmm.
When you chew with your mouth open. Moms don't like that.
No. My kid does not do that.
When you let her call go straight to voicemail. Moms don't like that at all. When she calls everyone for dinner and they don't come in immediately. She's going to do dinner. You need to be there and be ready.
I'm back to who's cooking dinner.
Again, June Cleaver, Teresa Buckles, fine.
Yep. Mother Teresa, there you go.
Interchangeable. And mom's pet peeves, but I happen to love them. Yo mama jokes. And I love yo mama jokes.
Yes. Naila loves yo mama jokes.
I'd consider whether I was going to tell my favorite yo mama joke today or not, but.
Gonna save it.
I think I'm going to hold it. Save it for a rainy day. Ready to get to a break. Coming up, we'll tell you what's premiering in theaters this weekend. Melissa McCarthy has a new movie. We'll tell you about that. We're also going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Willie Nelson. If your mom loves the redheaded stranger, you can score some tickets for her. Coming up here on In the Know. Mother's Day is the busiest day of the year for phone traffic.
I can believe that.
Across the globe.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
It is the biggest phone traffic day of the year. And that's because you don't travel typically on Mother's Day. You know, people go home for Christmas, or they go home for Thanksgiving,
right.
Or they go, you're likely to visit family.
Right.
Mother's Day, unless it's a day drive, is a stay-at-home holiday, or stay near home holiday,
sure.
So as a result, there you go. All right, here's today's water cooler question. We would like to either I would like for you to win these tickets for your mom, or if you are a mom and would like to win four tickets to see Willie Nelson Wednesday night, May 23rd at the Yum Center. Got four tickets for you to see Willie Nelson. If you can answer today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. Let's see. Two in 10 men say they do this when they are sad. Two in ten men say they do this when they are sad. Call 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. 2 in 10 men say they do this when they are sad. I don't think that should be a very difficult answer, actually.
I think I got it.
I thought about the first one.
No.
I had that one, but I think it's higher.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
New at the theater today, Life of the Party. So that's the new Melissa McCarthy movie.
I want to see this.
I cannot wait.
After her husband abruptly asks for a divorce, a middle-aged mom returns to college in order to complete her degree. Breaking In is also in theaters today, the mystery suspense PG-13 movie, Gabrielle Union and Billy Burke. Revenge, an R-rated action mystery, Beast is out today, and The Escape. A woman sets out to reclaim her life in this stirring, emotional, rich look at what it means to start over. That sounds like an artsy film or something. Doesn't sound like one of those big blockbusters, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see. Lacey gets the first try today. Lacey, 2 in 10 men say they do this when they are sad.
Drink.
That's what Misty said. Mm-hmm. One of what Misty said. And that is not what we're looking for. Keep trying. Let's go to Leandra.
Is it call their mom?
Call their mama.
Oh.
When men are sad. Yep. 22% of them call mama.
Interesting.
Good I guess you don't even. I wonder what percentage of men are mama's boys.
22%.
More than 22. Leandra bringing it strong. I like it.
Yeah.
Gonna put you on hold. Have fun at Willie Nelson. Oracle's going to get your information. What else do you need to know about? Other celebrity stuff. Donald Trump Jr. is reportedly dating a Fox News host named Kimberly Guilfoyle. I think that's the only, that may be the only organization where the Trumps get a warm reception.
I was going to say,
Fox News.
It would only be odd if he was dating someone from CNN.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Adele is still the United Kingdom's richest young musician, but Ed Sheeran is coming on strong.
Oh, yeah.
He is now number two with a fortune of just under $108 million.
They should get married and have babies.
Well, or, of course, Adele is married now. Harry Styles, and Ed Sheeran's about to get married.
Yeah, I know.
Harry Styles is number three. Ed Sheeran's also quit smoking, by the way. I didn't know that until this week either. Harry Styles is number three. Niall Horan is number four. Liam Payne and Louis Tomlinson are tied for fifth.
Goodness.
So there's all One Direction.
Yeah.
So you've got Adele, Ed Sheeran, and then One Direction. 3, 4, 5, 6. That kind of makes sense, I suppose. Kelly Clarkson will be singing the national anthem before the Indy 500. Hopefully she will do a better job.
Tell me what you thought about the pentatonics. And the derby.
Love pentatonics.
Yeah.
Didn't love the anthem.
Really?
Not in that setting. And here's why. They threw a rope-a-dope. So they got finished. Crowd cheered. We think you're done. And then they circled around the block again, and it made it awkward. It's like, oh, I'm clapping for you here, and you're still singing for another 15 seconds. And it's like, oh. And in that that arena,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure the sound works well enough
sure.
that you could really hear all. I didn't know if I liked the beatboxing or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they were to just sing it, if they were standing right over there and they sang it, I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that the format of it at Churchill Downs was ideal, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I wondered what you would think because you're such. Pentatonics.
I love pentatonics.
You're a fanboy with pentatonics.
The new report is Nashville is the front runner to host the 2019 NFL draft.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be the rich NFL is the only people that can afford to go to Nashville anymore. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I read Jason Aldean has a new restaurant at Sobro as of now. I mean, the last time we were down there, we went to the Southern, which is a great place, but Sobro is.
Yeah.
It's. Thank you, hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
what Sobro is. I don't think I'm welcome, really, down there.
Well, you just can't. You know, this whole new charging for parking everywhere at hotels, event parking was one thing that was always normal, but now there's this new thing in the last few years where your hotel's charging, your mm-hmm. hotel. They're killing the rental car business.
Oh, yeah, you rent a car to park it and pay it. Yeah. You're paying for the car, paying for the parking. I could have just left it at the. I just left it at Enterprise.
I mean, I did. I canceled that when I realized, hey, I can Uber and not pay for all this parking. So
and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Last Man on Earth, and The Mick are all canceled by Fox. And what's your thumbs up or thumbs down on Grey's finale?
It was not the finale.
It was not the finale?
It was not.
Okay, but was it a good episode?
It was, yes, it was a good episode. I'm not going to say anything else because.
But you said something big was going to happen.
Yes.
And something did. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. No spoiler on that, so good news.
Nope.
Got to get to a break. We'll come back. I'll do a little tribute to moms, and then we'll have chart toppers and all that other good stuff coming up here on In the Know. Challenge Darwin.
I don't need
the card. Not the former jailer.
Oh, okay.
Charles.
Well, I was thinking the Charles Darwin.
If the theory of evolution is true, why do moms only have two hands?
It's true. This is so true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That mom with 69 kids could have used about 8 more arms.
Exactly. I mean, moms need more than two hands.
And eyes.
That right. So I'm calling crap on the theory of evolution.
Yep. I'm gonna agree with you now.
Dang it, Darwin.
Couldn't do any better than that.
Dang it. Dang it, Darwin.
Dang it.
That reminds me of that internet, that YouTube video with Daniel. No. Okay. No. I'll tell you later.
I've forgotten. Which is normal for me.
So what should we do? Should we pay tribute to mom first?
Let's do.
No, this is my one.
Oh, I love this one so
much. I love
much.
This song. She cooked me something yummy, and when I was sick, she would take care of me.
No, I'm gonna go back. Start it. Chris,
when I was hungry, she cooked me something yummy, and when I was sick, she would take care of me. Fix me up chicken soup, let me stay home from school. But if I did, I couldn't leave the room, cause that was the rule. I could run in the race and come dead last. She say, that's my baby, stand up and clap. She taught me respect, and I'm thankful for that. And if I ever fell in love, make sure that girl love me back. A couple times when I was bad, she hauled off and whooped my behind. But I'm still her biggest fan.
She hauled off and whooped my
behind. Cause she made me who I am. Song is dedicated to my mama. Tell me how to put on my pajamas. Always let me have a couple dollars. Tell me that my dreams are better promised. I love my mama. I love my mama.
Ooh.
I love my mama. I love my mama. Love that song. Lunch Money Lewis, by the way, is the artist that does Mama.
Love it.
I'm sorry, Mama. On TV. So you've had a few hours to think about it. Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, good.
You find, yeah, I thought it was good
it was
too.
Good.
They the best part of the episode wasn't the wedding.
Okay.
To me.
So they did get married.
Oh yeah.
They did, and. Teller is Amy Farrah Fowler's dad, and he did say two words. So, you know, Teller doesn't speak, independent Teller actor. Sure. Although I've heard the guy speak when he was interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning. It was weird to see him speak. He's like, you can talk?
Yeah, stop it.
But so they played along with his character, though, that this guy doesn't speak, because Kathy Bates was her mother.
So Amy, she just beats him, like browbeaten. Yeah,
so he couldn't get
that.
A word in edgewise, right. But at the end he finally said, thank you. It was good. On TV tonight, Julie Bowen from Modern Family is on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Speaking of Amy Farrah Fowler, Mayim Bialik and Melissa McCarthy are both on Colbert tonight, along with Leon Bridges. I love Leon Bridges. Maybe he'll do Smooth Sailing. On Fox tonight, Meghan Markle, an American princess. So next week's going to be all about CBS Sunday Morning is their London episode that they had already previously done. But CBS This Morning, I assume, will be in London next week. I guess the media coverage will be just all over the place next week. If you don't like the royal wedding stuff, just avoid television next week.
I love it.
Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition. So this is Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas. This will be on tonight on CBS. Blue Bloods season finale. Blue Bloods, one of my favorite shows. Stanley Cup playoffs. Washington versus Tampa Bay. That's tonight. Now tomorrow, Saturday Night Live, Casey Musgraves is the musical guest and Amy Schumer is the host. Then Stanley Cup playoffs on Sunday, Washington versus Tampa Bay. Yeah, the Predators season came to an end last night, by the way. Today's highlight in history, this date 1943, during World War II, the U.S. forces landed on the Aleutian Island of Attu, which was held by the Japanese. The Americans took the island 19 days later. In 1502, Christopher Columbus left Cadiz, Spain, on his fourth and final trip to the Western Hemisphere. Minnesota became the 32nd state of the Union, this date in 1858. Birthdays today. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan is 85. Mike Lupica is 66. Martha Quinn is 59. Tim Blake Nelson is 54 today. His favorite role of mine is Delmar in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was a lion. And I've been forgiven for that one, too. Come on in, boys. The water's fine. Irving Berlin was born this date in 1888, Salvador Dali in 1904, Phil Silvers in 1911, Foster Brooks in 1912, Denver Pyle in 1920. Y'all remember Denver Pyle?
No.
Denver Pyle, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, okay.
On the Dukes of Hazzard. Here come the chart toppers. Sign it up. 1957.
The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Chuck Berry.
American history and practical man. You study him hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Ring, ring goes the bell. School day is about coming to an end before too long. What's the last day of school? Do you know?
25th?
Memorial
maybe?
Day, right before Memorial Day? So what, two more weeks?
Don't listen to me, people. I don't know. Just, this is my kid's last
my
year.
You can't be on
he's already checked out,
you can't
right?
be on this show if you don't know.
I know, right? Somebody tell me. This is why I show up. Tell me what it is.
You better get some no.
I'm looking for it.
You better get some no.
Get some no. You better come in with a bag full of no.
It's 1966.
Actually the 18th. It's the 18th. That's what I said.
Yeah. Exactly. Told you it was the 18th.
I don't know.
Monday. Mamas and the Papas, 1966.
So sure, that seems early.
That's what my calendar says. Okay.
It's not the authority.
Now the person who put it on your calendar is going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that's right.
Monday morning couldn't guarantee. That Monday morning you would still be here with me. Monday.
So that was right after they invented stereo.
Yeah.
And so that's when they said, hey, let's do something crazy. Let's put the guys on the left side.
Yeah.
Let's put the girls on the right side. It'll get this stereophonic feel.
Yeah, it was so groovy.
Exactly. Ooh, Big Brown's here. It's always good in Big Brown.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves to see Big Brown stuff.
Christmas every day. She's wearing a Ozark Mountain Daredevils, number one this date in 75.
You know what's good about Big Brown is your bills don't come with Big Brown.
That's right. Yeah, it's always good news with Big Brown.
Yeah.
Here's stuff. We don't know how you paid for it. Right. We don't care if you did. Here
the
it
other
is.
People bring the bill for it.
That's right.
I just bring goodies.
Yeah, Big Brown, we don't get our hands dirty with
no.
the payment issues.
We just deliver boxes.
We don't care if you got money or not. We just hand it to you.
Your stuff just still gonna come.
That's right. Let's see. Let's go to 1984. Phil Collins.
How can you just walk away?
It's a great song.
This really is.
When
all I can do is watch you leave. Cause we shake the love to the ground of pain.
So Phil Collins is touring right now. the name of his tour, Not Dead Yet.
I love it.
Yeah. Which is the tip of the cap to Monty Python.
Yeah.
Not Dead Yet.
Well, it was questionable. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me. Just a memory of your face. Well, take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. And you're coming back to me. It's against the odds. And that's why.
I'd like to let it go, but I have like 2 minutes.
It's okay. I really like that one. It's one of those songs that got lost, you know, but when I hear it, it's like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I mean, you think too much about In the Air Tonight and Sioux Studio. Sometimes you think of Phil Collins. When that really is the jam.
That's the jam.
This is the Janet jam. I was convinced when she was Willis's girlfriend, Charlene, on Different Strokes, I was going to take Charlene away from Willis.
Were you? Uh-huh. Yeah, how'd that work out?
It didn't work out so well for me.
Yeah.
I can't believe she waited so long to be a mom. She's like, what, 50, 52 or 53 or something?
Yeah, but look at her career. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Did she have time?
I don't doubt that she didn't have the time. But I'm a hazard to myself. Pink in O2. Don't let me get me. I'm my own worst enemy. It's about you and know yourself. So irritating. Don't want to be my friend. Was Pink still in high school 16 years ago? I don't think so, right? This whole video is about high school.
Yeah, I'm not for sure.
And
that's an accurate representation.
7 years ago today, the richest young musician in the United Kingdom, Paul McCartney, probably has the honors of the richest musician. Maybe Jagger.
Gotta be a toss up there.
I'm also not sure whether Jagger and McCartney are considered Brits or if they're Americans now. I don't know if they ever became citizens. Probably not. Probably they're still Brits. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Anything before we go, ladies? I hope you have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you.
If all the moms have a great Mother's Day. Be a great time to celebrate mom, and should be decent weather tomorrow. I haven't looked ahead to Sunday yet, but it's supposed to be good. And maybe not as hot as yesterday. You got about 90 yesterday or so. A little bit better. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Mothers hold their children's hands for a short while, but their hearts forever. Mothers hold their children's hands for a short while, but their hearts forever. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here on Monday for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.